It's dinner time at Mike Boucher's home in Burlington, Wisconsin. He runs a green apple through a handy little device that cores and peels it at the same time.
If they don't eat them, I'll eat them. They're real good this time of year.
As the rest of the family sets the table, Boucher coaxes his daughter to try the main course.
Emily, you want meatloaf?
No.
Come on. Mama made good meatloaf.
Boucher doesn't mind if the kids don't eat everything on the menu. After 18 ill-fated months working as an Enron technician through 2001, he's just glad there's even meatloaf to turn down.
When everything collapsed just before Christmas, I'm worried about how to put food on the table. My wife and I, we just had nothing. It got to crisis mode pretty fast.
Boucher recalls Enron's plunge into bankruptcy.
The first sign was probably when our 401k became inaccessible. I think it was a 45-day period where we could do no transactions in our 401k other than watch them. In the last part of November, the stock fell to under $5 when it had been up around $95 just a precious few months earlier.
Boucher's $250,000 nest egg got poached. While he could do nothing but watch the value of Enron stock in his 401k
disappear, Enron executives were selling their shares and getting out. But in the meantime, they nudge workers to keep investing in the company. But 3 years after the collapse of Enron, a new study by the human resources firm Hewlett Associates shows 401k diversification is still lax among workers. More than a third of employees' retirement portfolios are concentrated in one or two asset classes. And on average, workers holding company stock have over 40% of their balances in that one investment. Matt Hainer, an equity analyst with Madison Investment Advisors, says that's precarious planning.
If it's the entire savings that person has, then certainly 40% sounds like an awfully high number, and there's a high degree of risk associated with a lot of the eggs in that one basket.
So how much of one company stock should someone have in a retirement fund?
If you're looking at the entire portfolio wealth that somebody has, most financial advisors would suggest no more than 20%.
Jack Vanderhyde teaches retirement planning at Philadelphia's Temple University. He says the larger the firm, the more likely it'll tie company stocks to its 401k plan. Vanderhyde adds, while many companies use brochures and workshops to educate workers on investment options, most cringe at the prospect of actually advising employees on what to do for fear of liability. But Vanderhyde says besides using independent financial advisors, workers can inform themselves by checking out their company's portfolio and options online.
You will have, in most cases, sufficient information on the company website or the website of the provider to be able to get additional information about the various funds that are being provided and basically how diversified they are. There should be account balance on a quarterly basis that would be providing enough information for somebody just literally sit down with the calculator in a matter of seconds to figure out how diversified they are with respect to company stock.
Such poking around may even show no tie-in between company stock and its 401k, such as with Sonic Foundry, based in Madison. Its chief financial officer, Ken Miner, says the company has 50 employees and earns about $4 million annually.
We certainly encourage ownership of the company stock, but we don't consider providing investment options for the retirement plan. My investment, my company, my paycheck.
Back at Mike Boucher's home, the ex-Enron technician plays with his son Benny and the family dog.
Where's the fire hydrant?
I don't know.
Over there by that bush.
You're fine. I think it's all the dog poop.
I thought it did.
It's taken 3 years and a charity of friends to help the family recover from the Enron blowout. Boucher's former employer, Chicago-based ComEd, hired him back and recredited his vacation time and seniority. Now the family owns its first, as sparsely furnished, house. Boucher says his new 401k is more diversified than his Enron plan.
Currently, it's in U.S. bond funds, overseas bond funds, a little bit in high-risk, small company stocks. That's it. There's no one single company that's controlling anything in my portfolio.
Boucher says if a company really wants to reward workers, they can hand out pay raises. As for the finding that many workers have little diversification in their 401k plans, Boucher says they haven't been through what I've been through. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.